Hi everyone, this is Ryan Amitow. We're here to have another wonderful program for everybody. So today is our Wednesday show, which deals with self-empowerment. So we'll see if Terry's out there. And if you're wondering what the date is, it's the 21st of November, 2012. So you out there, Terry?
I'm out here, Ron. Hi, good evening, everybody. So here we are, bbsradio.com/creationlightship on station one tonight. So I'll give the phone numbers out now. If any of you have some great testimonials for clearings that you have done that you have found particularly empowering, we'd love to hear from you. So the U.S. and Canada, the toll-free number is 888-627-6008, or hop down to line 4 and try area code 530-413-5011, 530-413-5011. So we've got a couple of questions, Ron, over at clsquestions@yahoo.com that I just want to get out of the way first. There was a question from Sylvia about the format of the seven generational clearings, and I just wanted to, I'm not able to, for some reason, hit reply and answer the question, so I'm just going to do this on the air. Sylvia was wondering about what to put in certain lines on the seven generational clearings, and I'm just trying to pull that up right now. I had one and all my windows are jumping all over the place. So, Sylvia, you were wondering about what you write in the box under the heading countdown timer, and what you'll find is you put your name in, and then once you select, the next thing is selecting the generation. So when you hit that generation button and put your generation in there, the little places under the countdown timer automatically fill in, so you don't have to write anything in there, and then you just hit start, and it goes through that first generation. And then when that ends, you go back up to the drop-down box, and you select the second generation, and then that will fill in the people that are getting cleared there, grandparents it would be, and then you hit start, and you just work your way through that way. So you don't have to fill anything in other than your name, and then the only other action that you need to take is when it tells you that a certain generation is over, you just go back to the drop-down box and select the next generation. So, Ron, the next question is from Michaela, and she is also asking about the seven generational clearing, the seven generational emotional clearing, and she's wanting to know if in families where multiple generations are still alive, so let's say there's a child and then there's their parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents, if the clearing is done for the child, the seven generational, do the parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents still need to do their whole life clearing, or would that be cleared?
No, it doesn't do everything. It just works with you. Whatever you're dealing with on that generation. Let's say that you're dealing with fear, and you do the whole lifetime fear clearing. And you go, I still have some fear, and I think it's because my parents and grandparents have fear. So you do that clearing, it'll just clear fear from them. It won't do anything like the emotional clearing would do. So it's just that one issue, basically, that you're probably dealing with the fear heading. That's where the seven generational clearing works. You can change it slightly by putting in maybe a different issue, possibly, but mainly it's just to get rid of your situation that you're dealing with in fear. Remember, you may not have fear of snakes, but you might have fear of walking across the street. So it all depends, you know, what your fear is based on. As far as having them, you know, getting a clearing, you know, let's clear out that issue that you're dealing with that was probably passed on from them to you. So, yes, that would clear them out. But it's not like doing a complete whole lifetime clearing where everything is cleared under that particular title. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Michaela was specifically wondering about the generational clearing for emotional, the seven generational emotional clearing. So you're saying it wouldn't clear all emotions. I'm also thinking it kind of goes up into the point of when the child was conceived also. It's not really like a whole life clearing for everybody going back, right? Isn't it just up until the next generation was made kind of thing, or does it not work like that?
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure on that one.
Okay. Okay. So Joyce, there's a question over at CLS questions at yahoo.com from Joyce. And Joyce, I just want to let you know if you're listening, you had a question about the bundles, but I don't really understand what your question is, and it doesn't say which bundle you're asking about, so maybe you can re-email that, and one of us will get back to you on that. Just put a few more details into the question, plus which bundle you're asking about. So Ron, there's a question from Sharon, and Sharon is saying, she's asking, Ron, what healing do you think is most important beside the major ones?
The abduction ones are all major, so I would recommend doing that. Other clearings, it's kind of hard to say what to say, you know. Everybody's different with their situation. So I don't know which one would be needed. I know the abduction ones, like I said, are all needed, so I don't know what to say as far as, you know,
yeah,
which other ones to do. You know, everybody's different.
Well, anybody she typed in, she's typed in nano question mark and barcodes question mark. So the nano clearing, I think, applies to everybody on the planet, so that would be an important one to do, right?
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
And then the barcodes, obviously the death barcodes are important for pretty much all of us. The spirit barcode, that might be considered a major one. But if Sharon, if you're not considering that under the title of major ones, then that would be very important too. And then you kind of just have to look at your family, you know, to see what seven generational issues keep popping up. And then the invisible bodies, those, you know, obviously, Ron, you tell us we need to get the emotional body done first, but then I would say the mental body, which we don't talk about that clearing too much. The whole life mental one is a really important one, I would think, Ron, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Uh-huh. So, yeah, after you do the emotional, you want to do the mental, and then some people have fear. So fear is a good one to do, because you don't know what your fears are. Remember, everybody has fears associated with living here. So we want to do the whole lifetime fear clearing.
Yeah, and if you've had a really rough life with lots of traumatic events in it, the trauma clearing would be a good next one to think about doing. And then if you're older and you're having physical problems, the body jumpstart is a great package. You know, that's the one with the five clearings, the mind of the body, the infection body, the blood and circulatory system clearing, the magnetic and twisted body alignment, and then the body system rejuvenation. So it kind of depends on what age you are, where you are in your life, what your family history is, and you know what's triggering you, I guess. And then once you've figured those things out, then it'll become more clear what clearings you need. So the next question, Ron, is from Larry, and he's asking, what is the main thing holding us back from ascension?
The main thing is the aliens taking you sideways all the time into other timelines. So I guess the main thing would be, besides having your body cleared out, would be going off into multiple timelines. That's the main thing here, would be the timelines. So if you're just asking a general question, you know, what's keeping people living on planet Earth from ascending, it would be having yourself being put on multiple timelines, and with that, then you're being cloned out all the time. So that's probably the answer to that, I think. Thank you, Carrie.
Okay, and then we have a testimonial typed in from Tommy, and Tommy is saying, I did the blood barcode and got over my chronic fatigue, the alien blood barcode removal clearing.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that's wonderful. We don't talk about that clearing very often either. Maybe you want to mention a little about what that is, Ron, because we haven't. I don't remember when we last talked about that on one of the shows.
Boy, that's a blood clearing to clean out your blood. So that's very, very useful. I don't know if that one is on the Body Jumpstart bundle or not.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, so that's the. I'd have to actually try to pull it up. Might be the alien blood barcode clearing.
Yeah, it is. It's the alien blood barcode removal clearing.
Yep, so that takes away the energy that they put into your blood. Remember, we have one for oxygen. That can help you, but the blood one, I'll do a sample for everybody. So here we go. We'll just see if we can take away the energy between now and the end of the show here, and just see if you feel a difference, okay? So I can hold the energy for that amount of time for you. So here we go. One, first you want to check out your body temperature, and then also just check out how your body's feeling on the inside of it, and if you feel a little more conscious. So you may have a little more oxygen coming into you. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. Maybe we have somebody call in and describe how they're feeling with that the blood barcode being taken off of you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I didn't really feel anything on that, but I've done that clearing, so that's probably why, I guess. Let's see. Rupert is just noting that abductions are big this year, so the alien abduction barcode that you mentioned earlier in the show, Ron, that is an important one. That was originally $100, and Ron lowered the price to $50 quite a number of months ago, and that clearing now has listed on it all the races that are also listed on the alien attack page on that clearing. So there's a lot to do on that. So if you haven't bought that one yet, since we are cruising toward the end of the year here, You might want to get that and start working through those, the ones that you feel you might have a barcode on you. So let's have a look. I'm just refreshing the fast chat here. Sorry, I just have to get a new page up. I'm looking for some questions. We have a call, and then Ed, I'll get to your question. So who's on the line?
This is Sylvia.
Oh, hi, Sylvia. Is it the same Sylvia that wrote the question? Wrote the question over to CLS Questions about the seven generational clearing?
Oh, yeah, it's the same one, but that's not my question.
Okay, no problem. But did you hear the answer? Because I'm having trouble hitting reply. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, great. Go ahead.
Hi, Ron. Yes, the question has to do with the judgments. Whole life clearing. If our ancestors made judgments that took us into darkness, would doing a judgments whole life clearing be a very important one to do?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I would think so, yes. Uh-huh.
And then if you did that for your generations, would that begin to clear all the judgments throughout your current life and all your generations back, if you did them all?
Yeah. What happens is that it starts taking away those out of your DNA from your ancestors. So, yeah, it's a very good thing to do. You know, if you still have conditions or situations with, you know, like you're saying, judgment, yeah.
Well, yeah, judgment is thinking, and that's what has us in the dark, right? So it seems like it would clear out a whole bunch of your darkness if you just did the judgment whole life clearing and generations.
Yeah, that would help, uh-huh. Because that's what it's designed to do. It's designed to go deeper, you know, on your on the clearing, if you need that.
If you need that.
Not everybody needs to go seven generations, but I'm sure that no, we could help.
Can you tell if I need it?
I'll do a clearing. Just to think of a judgment that you have, and I'll go back to your grandparents and clear it from them, okay? Just pull one up, and I'll go to your grandparents.
Oh, God, I got judgments about everything. Okay, I'll pull one up.
Okay, here we go.
Do you know what it is?
No, I don't need to know what it is.
Okay.
So think of it and see how your body's responding, and now I'll clear it from your grandparents. That way it's, you know, close to your parents to you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There. So there we go. So how does that feel? I didn't clear you. I just cleared your grandparents.
Well, I took a big sigh. I got a physical response.
Okay. So, that sounds pretty good.
Can I ask another question?
Sure, yeah.
It has to do with ascension. You mentioned doing the spirit a barcode removal for to assure your ascension. And you've also said to do Ascension 2012 to assure your ascension. Do you have to do both?
I would do both because the 2012 one is already coming upon us here. And so that one, that's the Ascension 2012 barcode. And that one takes off the energies from them grabbing you, you know, in about a month from now if they're not already trying to do it, you know, at this particular time. Have you noticed people walking around kind of cloned out now? Just watch people, and you're going to notice that they probably appear to be more peaceful. And so,
well, if I had a family member that I wanted to save, so to speak, and they wouldn't have anything to do with understanding any of this, would I just do the spirit barcode removal and they'd be saved, so to speak?
Yeah, that would be good. And the one coming up here is good, too, so yes. And the new one, you know, the 2012 one is probably what I'd concentrate on right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because
thank
they're coming
you so much,
in,
Ron.
Yeah, because they're coming into the end, so that's what I would do.
So Ascension is coming towards the end?
Yeah, it's coming in a month, basically, you know, the 21st.
Is the day of Ascension, when we're all going to be taken out?
The dark side one.
That Ascension.
Oh, the dark side Ascension, not necessarily the light. Okay.
Right, but they're collecting people.
Oh, I see. Okay. Got it. Thank you so much, Ron.
Okie dokie. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Thanks, Sylvia. Okay, so a couple of comments, Ron. Where have they gone? Oh, yes, here we are. When you cleared the barcode, Ken was saying he felt buzzing, and Nancy's saying she feels lighter and is experiencing effortless flow. So that's good. Except, of course, it means you have the barcode in you if you're feeling a change. So that's a clearing that we probably all need to do. So Ed has a question, and Ed is wondering, Ron, if the light can be defeated by the dark.
If the light, you mean if the darkness can take over the light?
I guess so. That would be another way of saying it, yes.
If the light doesn't know about what's happening, then I would say that could possibly be true. So remember, it has to understand what's going on first. So it's a question that is, remember, the reason why you're stuck here is you know, typically because the light doesn't know that you have darkness. So at that point, you know, the darkness rules. Once the light finds out about your condition, that's why you do clearings, then the light comes in to get rid of the darkness out of you. So at that point, it's a win for you. But if you don't do any clearings, then you're just held in darkness. And unfortunately, that's what happens to most people. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So back to the abduction, 2012 abduction barcode clearing. Bonnie is saying that 2012 barcode gets me dizzy on different races I enter, and she's wondering why.
Just probably a lot of energy leaving you, which means that you're hooked up and they're getting you, and that's probably why, you know, you're sensing that energy. And that's why you're getting dizzy. So it's just the process of having the energy released, and that's what you're feeling. You know, the outcome of that is, you know, you're getting dizzy because of it. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. Let's have a look. A few comments on the judgment sample that you did, Ron, for grandparents. Cammie is saying that she feels free. Let's see. And then Mick is just noticing that everyone's cloned out now. I'm kind of noticing that a little bit in L.A. here. People are, they're looking a bit more vacant to me, Ron. You know, they're just sort of standing there staring into space a bit more than usual, in line at the market or whatever. That's what I'm noticing lately.
Yeah, they don't have much energy. That's what I see. And, you know, they don't have that energy of, you know, confrontation too much because the program isn't up to date enough yet. You know, as they keep downloading you know, more information into these newer clones, and they'll have a change, but that's kind of what's going on, what I perceive. So we'll just see what's going on with everybody else out there, but it gets to be pretty disconcerting as you see people that just don't care. I'll give you an example tonight. I had to go out to get a quick bite to eat at our local restaurant here. So I'm in there, and all of a sudden I see a dog on the street, you know, and the dog could get run over because it's running all over the place. So there's a few people outside, you know, trying to herd the dog across the street in the parking lot. And I think there's probably about six people trying to get the dog. So I'm watching this here, and I told the people at the, you know, the waitresses, I said, hey, call the police department because they can probably, you know, help catch the dog or something. And they just, they're watching this entertainment, which is really strange to me. There's like four waitresses or five watching out the window at this dog trying to be caught. And I says, you know, I said, again, call the police. You know, they can help. And the police station is like a block away, okay? No big deal. And they could come out, at least stop traffic, the dog wouldn't get hurt, right? And they're just watching, and I said, aren't you people conscious? I said, call the police, you know? And one lady got the phone in her hand. I didn't know what to do with it. I just couldn't, you know, I'm like, hello, you know? Yeah. That's, you know, they could, you know, if the dog would have got hit by a car, you know, and everybody's watching this dog running out where their cars are, what would they be thinking after that? Oh, the dog got hit by a car. And then the lady, well, the police aren't going to do anything. They don't have animal control. And here they are judging what the policeman would do. You know, I mean, you know, it's just really stupid. But anyway, that's about, this is, these are the new clones. So hopefully, you know, it irritated me a lot, as you could probably hear in my voice, that they didn't respond. And it was just very, very sad because they're watching this like a movie, you know, watching the dog trying to get caught as it's running. You know, it ran into traffic once about three different times, and now it's over in the parking lot. Oh, people are trying to catch it, but you know, it's, you know, the policeman could have at least stopped traffic and did something, even though they're not animal control. They could at least get there, and it's only a block away. You know, I mean, it's like, hello. So that's my experience for today about the new clones that are here. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So ML has a question about the spirit barcode clearing. Is it okay to repeat the spirit barcode if we purchased it a long time ago?
What's that again? I had a glitch.
Is it okay to repeat that clearing to if we bought the spirit barcode clearing?
Yes. If you want to do it over again, yes, but by all means. Sometimes you get extra barcodes put on you. I can't say how or why. It just happens.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I redid that one myself. I think it is a good idea. So that's good to know, Ron, that we can reuse that clearing. So.
Yeah, you might even do it every 6 months, you know, or something like that.
Yeah.
Just to see how.
Just to be safe.
Just to be safe. Yeah. Uh huh.
Now those barcode clearings, we should presumably transfer that energy over to the new Earth clearing, the transfer clearing, should we?
I would say yes. Uh huh.
Even though it's taking something off, there's probably a spirit infusion part on all of those. I think on the little barcode clearing, so we're getting a little bit of ourselves back. So we want to plop that over onto the new Earth. We got to remember to talk about that clearing a bit more often, because especially after you've been to expos and there are new people listening, we need to remind everybody and tell the new people that when you do an online clearing, this doesn't apply if you're on the intensives, the monthly intensives, or the calls during the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the 5:30 Pacific calls. You're automatically getting transferred over for any of those clearings. But if any of the online clearings that we do on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, we need to then go into the new Earth transfer clearing. You buy it just one time. It's just a penny, so it's basically free. Keep the codes, and every time you do an online clearing, go into that New Earth Transfer clearing and type in the name of the online clearing that you did. And for those of us who We're doing clearings before that clearing came up. We need to go in and put all our old clearing names, titles into that one as well. It's a very fast clearing. It's not you don't have to sit there for hours. It's just 1 minute that it runs. So just a reminder for all of us and for everybody that's new, remember to do that. So it's kind of like a safe holding place for all the pieces of us that the light ship has retrieved out of darkness, being held in a safe place, so that those parts definitely will get out of here at ascension time. Anything you want to add to that, Ron?
No, that's correct.
Okay.
So I don't know what people felt about that clearing that we did.
Which one?
The one that I did where I'm holding the energy there for the blood one. So I'd like to know if anybody's feeling a change or difference. So,
Well, there was somebody was saying that they were buzzing and somebody felt that they were moving more smoothly.
That's great. Okay.
Yeah. So if anybody would like to call in, that would be nice. Wednesday's numbers are listed under the Station 1 play button on the bbsradio.com Creation Lightship page. So I'll read those out right now. And somebody's typed those in, Cindy probably, so thanks for popping those in again. So it's toll-free for the U.S. and Canada is 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. 6008, and then if you're outside the U.S. and Canada, try area code 530-413-5011, 530-413-5011. Okay, so I have to refresh my page here. All right. Okay. Marcy, I'm not sure the answer to your question. I don't know when you typed that. Sorry. Israel is asking, Ron, do you know if the Mexican military is enlisted in fighting the aliens?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Yeah, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, great. Pretty much everybody except China is the answer to that, really, isn't it, Ron? The whole world seems to be involved just about.
Yeah, that is correct, uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now, Mika is feeling nauseated. I wonder, what was the last clearing you did, Ron? Was it the blood one? I'm not sure. No, it was the seven generational one.
Yeah.
I think that's
when we went back and cleared an issue.
A judgment that you had and you pulled it out of our grandparents.
Right. So if you do feel nauseated, it means that it was activated in you, and maybe it just didn't, you didn't know about it, and now you do. So I have somebody who sent me a text here when I mentioned about the dog stories. I asked someone a question, and they just stared at me without answering. This has been happening a lot. When you ask somebody that's kind of just paraphrasing here, something that is kind of technical or something, like what's 2 and 2, does that equal 4 or 5, they won't know what the answer is, okay? And so, like I said, their programs are very, very simple. So if you get into some kind of complicated situation with somebody or make them have a decision to make, they probably won't know what to do because their artificial intelligence programs in their bodies that they're running does not know how to relate here. I'll just continue on a little bit here. I did a clearing for a gentleman back in New York, and we're doing some clearings together at the Alien Cafe. And he said, Ron, I just don't feel like I'm here, like I'm present, like I'm not attached to my body or anything. I just feel kind of strange. And we looked at it and go, well, maybe it's a robotic program or something that you're dealing with, which is, the problem. So I took out some programs, robotic programs, and he said, oh, yeah, now I can feel my body better. The program was keeping him from feeling his body, feeling his legs and his arms and things. So then he said, well, Ron, I have to run to go to the restroom. And he had to go down
stairs that were turned at a right angle halfway down, okay, which is common. And so he says, Ron, when I went to, when I got to the, you know, to the stairs, I held onto the rail and I didn't know what to do. The robotic program that you took out that was keeping my legs feeling like they weren't my own and my arms, that program was taken away and I didn't know how to walk down the stairs. So he says, I watched someone else do it. I guess they passed him by because he was just standing there, you know. And he watched somebody else do it. Then he knew that he had to put one foot in front of the other. And he followed them slowly, you know, with himself going slow. They're probably already at the bottom. And he had to learn how to put one foot in front of the other, okay? And then he had to do the same thing coming up the stairs. That's a whole different process. Going down is much different than going up, okay? Just think how confused the body would be for the first time. Going down, and you go, oh, this is a breeze. Remember, you're dealing with gravity going down. Well, going up, now you got to pull your body weight up, okay? And he had a problem with both things. And so that was when I just did a robotic program on it. This was probably about 3 years ago. So back to you, Carrie. You guys can think of that. But, yeah, if you are feeling a little strange now, that's just because, in fact, if you don't have any memory, then you know that you got a problem too. So you better do some clearing to get yourself back from the energies that are kind of abducting you. I need to be working on, which I will be, some clearings for clones here to help them out because, you know, those bodies may not know what to do and they could come into light. But right now, they're just an artificial intelligent body. They're a complete clone. So they're different than you. These don't get cloned out. These are a 100% clone body that doesn't get switched in and out. See, with humans, then the bodies, you know, get switched every 10 minutes. And they do have a database that gets moving along. But on a true clone, they only got one program. So just kind of think of that situation. Just having one program, you know how to go to your job, know how to drive your car, and that's about it. So that's the way that works. So anyway, I guess back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Jeremiah is wondering if the Be Here Now clearing will bring people back who get taken sideways.
Somewhat, I think. I would probably say yes, basically, okay?
What about if they're being abducted and replaced by clones in this 2012 ascension business? Will it help those people that get taken away that way or for that event?
I don't fully understand the question.
Okay, so we're talking about that we're seeing a lot more clones around who don't know how to function too well?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
So the people that they have replaced, the real people who've been taken off the planet on this fake 2012, well, fake as in not light, but the 2012 ascension scenario, will the Be Here Now clearing help those people that have been taken?
Okay, so what you're asking then, the people that got abducted because they wanted to know about 2012, December 21st, and they're buying that information, and they get abducted to the dark side universes. Will the Be Here Now clearing work? No, it won't work. They're gone.
Yep.
They're gone, okay? They've been flushed. They're gone. So that's the problem. That's why you don't want to do that stuff. I got an email from, I can't really say who it was, but it was one of the promoters back in New York who does expos, and they're doing an event on the 21st with all this stuff, too. I can't believe it, but anyway, I imagine everyone else is doing a December 21st event, too. It seems to be a great thing happening. People are thinking they're bringing in that new cosmic energy coming out, and what I see now is happening is the ones that are coming in prematurely. It's going to be a whole different planet. So you could probably mark where we are now, and we'll just see what happens.
but it's not good. And it's very sad of what they're doing. And I have no way to put any extra horsepower into it than what I'm doing right now. So hopefully everybody will be able to not be abducted, but they're all wanting it. So curiosity killed the cat, you know. So back to you, Carrie.
Well, so that makes it ever more important right now to do your spirit barcode if you have not done it. Redo it if you have done it, and to be working through the 2012 Ascension barcode clearing, which is lengthy. So if you haven't started that, I guess we would urge you to do so. The price was halved. It's only $50. Get cranking, I guess, really, is the bottom line. So let's see. I only see one more question here from Ed. Israel was mentioning that the soldiers have been taken offline, Ron, and then Ed is just wondering why that is.
I didn't want them to interact right now, so maybe in a week they'll be put online. So I needed to disconnect them from the energy that's going on right now.
Okay.
A lot more to it than that, but I just can't get into it.
And then Janice is wondering if she got hurt fighting this week.
I would say probably not.
Okay.
The soldiers were taken offline about a week ago. So for about another week, they're going to be offline.
Okay. I am scanning through for some more questions here. Let's see, what time is it? 20 of. Okay. Asiya is asking if we have to buy the unlimited version of the Death Barcode. I can't remember if that comes in an unlimited version. Do you remember, Ron?
I don't recall. I don't know right now.
Yeah, so if any of you know, maybe you can type that in. Okay, Oscar is noticing that a lot of people on autopilot right now. Yeah, that's kind of the same sort of vibe as being a bit vacant, like you're not really paying attention. You're not really, you're kind of there, but you're not there. Okay, just refreshing the chat. Oh, Janice is saying she felt something going into her mid-back, so maybe it was some other kind of attack, Ron. Maybe while I find another question, you could take a peek at Janice's back and see if she had something else occur.
Yeah, I'll just take away some energy here. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. There we go. So you may have just had some object in you. That's kind of what I'm picking up.
All right. Okay, so while we're waiting for some more questions, I'll just remind everybody that there is another Sunday this month for the Sunday intensives, and then the December ones will be starting up in a few weeks after that. I'm just clicking. Or are there two Sundays left this month? Sorry, Ron, I'm just blanking out all of a sudden. I may have misspoken.
Yeah, we just have one more 8-hour Sunday.
One more. Okay, okay.
Yep.
So the December intensives, for those of you who would like to plan on that, the Saturday call will be on the 15th, December 15th. So that's the 4-hour call from 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. And then the three following Sundays are the 8-hour intensives that start at go from 10 to 6 Pacific and 1 to 9 Eastern. So that'll be December 16th, 23rd, and 30th. And Ron is adding next month the same special that he ran this month. If you're on the intensive, you can purchase the weekday calls for the month for $100 instead of $200, so half off for that, just like this month, November. So anything you want to add to that, Ron? I'm just trying to find some more questions to read for you.
Yeah, I just wonder if a lot of people out there have felt that back energy. Maybe that's where they're trying to put in implants or something to attempt to control people. I'm just kind of throwing that out here. Maybe they don't know who has what, and so they just see people in general, and maybe they're trying to connect something to the back of us that's going to reprogram us. So maybe it's a reprogramming device. Well, they just get you people. Yeah, so we'll find out what you guys come up with on our next show here, as we have, you know, the show, which is Friday, which is paranormal, you know, activity. So you may be able to talk about what you're experiencing now. But that's kind of what I would guess. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Marie, sorry, go on.
Yeah, I'll need to know that to maybe put a clearing up, but I don't know if I can get one up quick enough, you know, before, you know, the third week, we'll say, in December. So we'll see what happens here. So we'll need your input and help. See what we get here. Back to you.
Okay. Ed is just, yes, Ed, it's all the soldiers, not just CLS people that signed up that are offline right now. And Marie is just has typed in for Marcy and the rest of us that, yes, there is an unlimited version of the death barcode clearing. So thank you, Marie. Marcy is asking, if we do the I Now Increase My Life Force Energy exercise, Ron, does that make us safe for a while? I'm assuming, since we're talking about this abduction stuff, I'm assuming, Marcy, that you mean, does that make us safe from abduction? I'm kind of guessing that's what you mean. So, Ron?
No, I don't think so. You know, everything will help, but I don't think that's going to help. It will make you a little more conscious. So, yes, it's good for that. It's unfortunate that they're doing this, so it's hard to indicate, you know, what's going on with us. So that's what all that I can say. You know, it's very, very sad. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, Corey, I'm just looking back. I think this was the resulting from the back clearing that you did for Janice. Corey is saying a lot of implants going on in the back of my head. So that must have hooked up to head stuff as well as back stuff, whatever you were clearing, Ron. And Janice is saying she has three different places that have been very painful. Does sound like something got attached.
Yeah, so let's... I may have to do a clearing for that, so I'll need a few people to send me emails if you do feel a little better. So here we go. Taking away, maybe it's a connector on your back.
Yeah.
And it could feel like a golf ball is inserted in there or something, or that type of energy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, and 10. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. Okay. We'll just see how it's going there. So back to you, Terry.
Okay. Yeah, I felt a lot of stuff on that. Shoot. Okay. All right. We have a few minutes left. Let's see. I don't see any new questions. If I've missed anybody's questions. Oh, I think there was a question that I did miss about... the decloning call tomorrow, Ron. Somebody just wanting to confirm that you are doing that one.
Yes, I am doing that tomorrow, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, so Bonnie says, streaks of heat going through my body on that sample. Jan is saying, wow, heavy. Tom is saying it's heavy.
Well, we do have the object clearing on the website. So I would suggest doing
that. Oh,
that's
a good idea.
I have no clue of what it costs right now. I don't know if it's a whole lifetime one or not. I can't remember. But the object one, maybe somebody could pull up and tell us. But the that one's designed for that, energetic objects. And that could be a good one to do.
Yeah, what should we type into that, Ron? Back and head connectors, or something?
Yeah, it'd be a back alien implant is what it is. It's some kind of implant that they're using to connect you to a new program. So it would be some kind of receptacle, an implant.
Okay. Yeah, that's I think a lot of people are feeling this. I felt it too. Let me just see. Mark says he's feeling a lot of energy moving also. Israel, Cami is echoing that what Israel was saying about feeling it. Darkness is trying to get us more under their control, says Israel. And looks like Jade is feeling it too. Yeah, so a lot of people feeling this one. Maybe somebody could look up that object clearing real quick and type in what they find. I'm feeling a little distracted, Ron, because I'm feeling it going on in my head. What time is it? 52 and a half. Okay. Object clearing or alien implant, says Nick, connecting us to new program. Ron is saying to use the object clearing and write in there that it's a back, head and back alien implant that you want cleared. If there isn't a custom box in there, I don't remember how that page is laid out, just put it by your name up on that line where we put our names in. Just add that in after your name, and then the intent will be in there that you want that cleared. excuse me. So, Ron, I'm gonna hand it back to you while I try and find a question here, and I'm not seeing anything to read out for you.
Okay.
Bonnie says she's dizzy. Janice is saying she's moving again. So, yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, so let's do a clearing, which is the mind to heart drop. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, that's a different way of doing it. Now we're going to do the mind-to-heart drop a little differently for those who are used to doing the counting backwards. So here we go. 10, 9, you can see there's a difference for you. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Well, I have almost 56 after, so the next show here on BBS will be on Friday, Station 2, and that'll be at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, and then Saturday, of course, Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, also Station 2, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. So if you get on the object clearing, do send Ron an email and let him know if you are getting relief from this head and back stuff that we have discovered. Thanks for figuring that out, finding that, Janice. Anything else that you want to let Ron know about what you're feeling on this will be helpful. And so just send an email over to creationlightship@yahoo.com. You can send it to the CLS questions, too, and we can forward it on. But just so you know, Ron doesn't really check that email address. So stuff that you want Ron to get, send over to one of his addresses, like creationlightship@yahoo.com. Jeremiah was asking if we could have some water charging to end the show, but I don't know if we have time. I have 57, and you can close with that, Ron, for people that do have water in front of them, if you'd like.
Yeah, just hold the water for 5 minutes. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll bring in the penguins. So hold the water for 5 minutes. And thank you, Carrie, for the show tonight. And
thank you, Ron.
Keep your eyeballs watching. See what's going on. See you later, everybody. Blessings.
Night-night.
Okay, good night, everyone.